Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Free original content from WMAL.com. This is the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast.
It's 5:07 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Happy November to you. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, will be our guest. At 8:05, Michelle Brigner, she's a former Fairfax School Board member. Talk about tomorrow's big election where all 12 seats are up. Are you ready? Do you know who you're voting for, Fairfax County? And at 8:35, Robert Costa of the Washington Post give us the download from last night's secret, not-so-secret meeting of Republican candidates trying to push their agenda on the upcoming debates. All that coming up. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And let's talk about that a little bit more. I mean, it was sort of a meeting of the minds regarding the debates. Candidates sent their representatives to a meeting, and it ended up being over in Alexandria. They went upstairs for what it was being termed a family meeting to discuss, you know, how the debates had gone. A lot of the candidates were not very happy with the CNBC debates, thought that the questioning was very biased, didn't like the way the whole thing was going, didn't like the amount, the way the time was divvied up, and some people felt they didn't get enough time to talk. Other people felt like the questions were very, very antagonistic, and so they want some changes. And after a several hour long meeting, here apparently are the demands that have been that have come from this letter. Will be sent to the networks outside of the RNC structure, and here's what they want. They want parity and integrity in questions. I think they feel like, you know, if you're going to ask one guy a tough question, then everybody should be asking a tough question, and there should be some integrity about the questions, not just gotcha questions. They want demands that they want to opening and closing statements, which have been sort of a controversial issue. They want the chance to open. They want the chance to close because that may be their best chance to make their case to the American people. And then here's an odd one. They want apparently approval of all graphics. Now, I don't think this is about your name and your title. I think this is about those so-called synopsis graphics that sort of characterize what the candidates have just said. I think they want approval of all that. How that would work, I'm not exactly sure. But nonetheless, that's what they have said, and they are sending their letter with these demands to the networks, again, outside of the RNC. The RNC was not involved in this meeting whatsoever. And, in fact, the RNC has taken some actions. They have suspended the upcoming NBC debate amid the dissatisfaction with the way the CNBC debate went, and they have changed the person, the point person at the RNC who is handling debate issues with the networks. So anyway, with these four demands, which don't really seem like all that much, is that what you would have asked for if you were in that room? What do you think they should have demanded? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I want to take a big picture thing. First of all, you should always ask for better food in the green room. I mean, really, that's a number one thing you've got to ask for.
Total rookie mistake
You had them right there.
Right, I know.
Anything you ask for, you're probably going to get. Why not ask for a little better food in the green room?
You think Trump could actually lend some guidance.
Yeah, I don't know why that didn't come up. But here's the other thing. Hey, look, if you want to have these debates and you want to not have to face what you faced with CNBC, you should have made the decision that you don't want the networks involved in the debates at all. And that's entirely possible today. You don't need the networks to have a Republican debate. You just don't. You can have it independent of that. You can set up your own network. You can set up your own satellite feed. And you say, all the candidates are going to be here. We're going to pick the people who are the moderators. And we're going to have our debate. And it'll be on channel so-and-so on certain satellite. And if you want it, you can carry it. Anybody who wants it, it's all there. And you could do that. You don't have to have the networks. So I think if the biggest premise that needed to be changed was the idea of that you had to have the networks involved in this process. That'd be the first thing I would say. Go big. Go, break away. Do your own. You don't have to have a network just because you always have. But that's my idea. What do you think, Larry?
I agree with you, and I want to know what you think. 888-620-9625. How are you going to change the debates if you were the candidate? I agree with you. I think that should have been the or else. I think at the bottom of their list of demands, which are pretty paltry, by the way, and I'll give you a couple more demands they should have put in there. But at the bottom, they should have said, and if you don't meet these demands, here's what's going to happen. Every single candidate, the undersigned, will no longer participate in the debates that you have negotiated with the RNC without our approval. And going forward, we will conduct our own debates, and we will stream it online, or we will stream it to Facebook, or do what you said. We'll put it up there, offer a pool out there, and if somebody wants to jump in, and by the way, they can sell their own advertising, and they can split the revenue up amongst themselves for their campaigns. Why not? That's what they should have done. It should have been at the end. There should have been an or else, and I'm surprised that there wasn't. A couple of things that they should have added. First of all, yes, CNBC never had ratings like this. The biggest ratings they've ever had in their history, CNBC, and they were selling $250,000 per 30-second spot. They should have said, you know what? 5% of that advertising revenue gets split amongst all the campaigns. Because we're here. I mean, we're your product. We're your talent. We're your actors in your TV show here. Our campaign should get some of that money. Why not ask for it? Why not ask for it? Because you kind of got them right where you want them right now. This is how you negotiate. I mean, the five of them, the top five candidates, are basically like the cast of Friends right now, right? You know, and then David Schwimmer and Lisa Kudrow, and they all get together, Jennifer Aniston, they say, you know what, let's stick together on this. As long as we all stick together and we negotiate together, we're going to get our $1 million an episode. And they did, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And the network tried to split them, say, oh, you know, David Schwimmer, we'll pay you more, but we're just not going to pay the rest of them more. And they said, nope, not going to happen. If they stuck together, they could have anything that they wanted. I think they should be able to choose the moderators. Not the questions, but the moderators. They should be able to say, yeah, you know what? I don't think Rachel Maddow is appropriate to be the moderator for our debate. Not that she is, but, you know, what's stopping NBC from putting Rachel Maddow out there? Nothing right now. I think they should have, and the thing on the graphics, I think there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, because it doesn't have to be the candidates themselves. They have a representative. Because if you tune in 20 minutes into the debate and you see a graphic along the bottom of the screen that says Donald Trump just said this, and it's a quote pulled way out of context, or oftentimes they characterize what the candidate said, that's a problem. I have seen that.
Let me just, on that point, I don't think, I don't like synopsis graphics. I was listening. I can make my own conclusion about what was just said here. But if you're going to have synopsis graphics, I don't know how you do it in an approval process, because by the time you get it approved, the moment has passed.
Well, then I guess you lose the synopsis
graphics. That's sort of what I think, yeah. Well, hey, that's just one little thing. What do you think about it? Kevin in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. What would you have demanded?
Good morning. I like the idea of the opening and closing statement, because it's kind of luck of the draw if you're a candidate. Well, what question you get, you may get a question that totally has nothing to do with your main viewpoint as a candidate or what you're running on. And also, I agree, Larry, with what Larry said. I mean, doesn't the Republican Party have enough money to rent their own TV studio, put their own moderators out there, and sell it to the network? And if the networks don't want to buy it, then I'm sure somebody out there will want to stream it online. Everybody's online. We'll see it somewhere. Put it on talk radio, I mean, for crying out loud. Enough of these biased debates.
Well, listen, I think you would find people would carry it. I think a lot of people would say there's interest. Public interest is there. Let's run the thing. I don't know how you could ignore it. I don't know how any responsible news organization could ignore a GOP debate. I would be very shocked if they
clearly
didn't.
There's a demand for it. I mean, for crying out loud, they're getting 12 million viewers a pop. You don't think,
right,
the outdoor network would be happy to have that?
And so then what do you sell? What makes your coverage different is the way you do the run-up and you do the post-debate analysis. All that is where you put your individual touch on it as a network and then see who wins that game.
Of course. I mean, that's the other thing. And if they don't like the idea of picking their own moderator, picking the moderator or having approval over the moderator, they should just say, you know what, we'll bring our moderator. You, the network, don't bring the moderator. We'll bring it. It's like the NFL. NFL puts on a football game. They bring the players. They bring the referees. And then ESPN or NBC or CBS, they get to broadcast the game. Or Fox, they broadcast the game. We actually play the game, and we pick who the referees are. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. Listen, we'd like to know what you think. What would you have demanded if you had been in that meeting last night over in Alexandria? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It is now time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Even Christy gets a morning off once in a while. Both loops of the Beltway looking pretty good right now. Too early for any backups, thank goodness. 270's in good shape as well right now. GW Parkway to get from the 14th Street Bridge to Spout Run Parkway, only a five-minute drive. 66 looks good in both directions right now as well. Same can be said for Route 50 in Maryland. No problems between here and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. DC 295 southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway down the 11th Street Bridge. Again, just a five-minute drive this morning. Baltimore-Washington Parkway is in good shape this morning. 95 looks good northbound in Virginia. Also looking good northbound and southbound in Maryland as well. And Metro, keep in mind, only Blue Line trains will stop at Stadium Armory weekdays between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m., also between 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, overcast today and a high of 65 degrees. A slight chance of showers tonight, 49. Tomorrow looks like a gorgeous day, 72. And then on Wednesday, temperatures in the low 70s. On Thursday, in the low 70s. Get this, Friday, upper 70s. Very pleasant weather. Very pleasant weather. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees. It is 517 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, let me say something at the outset. The questions so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the question, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
You know, Brian, I was hoping that that moment in last week's CNBC debate was a turning point for how the media covered these debates and handled these debates, and I was hoping that the candidates yesterday would actually take the bull by the horns and force that issue. Seeing this sort of paltry, sort of watered-down list of demands, I'm kind of shocked. I'm really shocked that they didn't go for broke here.
Well, I think here's the problem. I think a lot of people came into this meeting over in Alexandria last night with different ideas. And I think these are the few things on which they could find consensus. I mean, for example, if you're a lower-tier candidate and you're not getting much attention, you came into that conversation wanting some other things that the people who are on top are not going to go for. I think there was a lot of, and I saw this sort of developing last Friday when they started talking about this meeting and who was going to come. I felt like, you know, there were so many disparate viewpoints that there were going to be very few things on which they agreed. But here's what they did agree upon, that there should be opening and closing statements. They just that's not up for debate, they say. Number two, they want parity and integrity in the questioning, and they want approval of any graphics. And they have sent this letter to the networks, or will be sending a letter to the networks. And the RNC, by the way, not involved in this. What would you have asked for, Curtis, in Fredericksburg? Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, I would have definitely asked if we could have our own moderators, because if you look at the Democrat debates, they always have liberals moderating their debates. So it doesn't make sense we have liberals moderating our debates and not conservatives. And on top of that, just to boost ratings even more, I would have requested famous Hollywood conservatives to be moderating our debates, like Clint Eastwood or The Rock.
Ooh, I like
Clint
that
Eastwood,
idea.
Yeah. He'd be talking to the empty chair. Okay, thank you, Curtis. I appreciate that. How about you, Dan, in Maryland? What do you think should have happened?
I could go for Clint Eastwood, but I think that it would be a better idea to draw moderators from liberal cities on conservative talk radio stations.
What do you mean by that?
Like you guys.
Oh, I see.
You're from a liberal city. And you would be the moderator. You would be the moderator. Now, there's where we need to introduce our way of thinking to the other half of the population, or the other 55% of the population.
Dan, I thought about it. I think the concern over that, and the reason it might not happen or work, is because as a talk radio host, we and our colleagues, we're in the business of expressing our opinion and calling the shots, and not calling shots, but sort of calling it as we see it. over the last several months in the campaign. So there's a pretty big paper trail of us voicing our opinion and our criticism of these candidates. And I've got to think that those candidates that we've been critical of will say, well, we don't want that guy moderating.
We don't want that guy.
Because he's hammered me. Look what he said about me after this debate. That's, you know what I mean? So I think
there's a lot of liberal cities.
Yeah, you're right. But any good talk radio host out there, they're on record right now, I think, being pretty critical of a lot of these candidates.
Who hasn't been critical of someone?
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, those three on the panel there at CNBC, they weren't critical of any
ideologically,
of them until today.
But ideologically, he may have a point. I mean, ideologically, we are going to talk about the things that conservatives care about. Yep. And isn't that really what you want in these debates? Since it is, after all, a debate for the Republican nomination, maybe that would be a good idea.
Yeah. I don't
know. It's now 5:22.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system before winter hits? Get up to $1,450 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, it's holiday season time. It's official now. Halloween's behind us. And by the way, how do your carpets look after the weekend with all of those little goblins and ghouls tromping through your living room and your kitchen and, you know, treading all that dirt from trick-or-treating out there? Your carpets look awful, don't they? All right, it's time. Get them ready now for Thanksgiving and Christmas by calling Zero Res. They can help. They clean my carpets. I was amazed at the difference Zero Res made in my home. And they can come into your house and do the same. If you want your carpets to look brand new again, feel softer, and smell fresher, you got to call Zero Res. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special and get your carpets expertly pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $59 a room. And to demonstrate the Zero Res difference, they're going to clean standard hallways and closets for free. Now, minimum supply on that, but you got to hurry. Don't wait, because if you get clean for the holidays right now, you'll be getting in before their books get all filled up. I mean, they're already on fire right now, Zero Res is, and you got to get in there before you can't get a crew out to clean for the holidays. Call them now, Zero Res, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS Neuro Health Centers knows firsthand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. You're not alone. Depression is treatable. If your current treatment is not enough, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, there is hope. You are not your depression. Visit HopeTMS.com. Now accepting most insurance. That's HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL, and Boeing salute our veterans, true American heroes.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, you know what? It's 5:25, and I want to mention that that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
We changed the clocks. If you haven't changed your clocks, then you're probably not awake yet.
And also we should remind them that it's AM because they're about to hear Matt DeFazio, and they're used to hearing him in the PM.
That's
so,
right.
Brian, meet Matt. Matt, meet Brian,
all
by
right.
the way.
Hey, Matt.
You two should get to know each other.
I have to say this.
Yes,
now.
Say it.
It is now 5:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Kenilworth Avenue, John Hanson Highway. An accident just reported there. Keep an eye out for it. Other than that, things look pretty good this morning. No other crashes to pass along. Congestion absolutely minimal out there this morning. 270 northbound again from the Beltway after 121. A 20-minute ride, that's it. Both loops of the Beltway clean and clear at this point. GW Parkway looking good this morning as well. 66 headed eastbound again from Fairfax County Parkway over to the Beltway. 10 minutes worth of your time this morning. Maryland 50 westbound clean and clear between the Beltway and New York Avenue. DC 295 is in good shape so far this morning. 95 looking good in Maryland and in Virginia. Don't forget, if you're riding Metro this morning, only Blue Line trains will be stopping at Stadium Armory between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure tracking to our south should keep the rainfall mainly to our south, but a cloudy sky today. Slight chance of showers. Best chance of steadier rain as you head south. 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, some clearing. Chance of a shower early, 49. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow and mild, 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is 5:26 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And we're talking about the debates and how the candidates and the GOP side of the equation not happy with the way the debates have gone. They had a meeting in Alexandria and said, well, we want certain things to change. Mostly they want opening and closing statements without fail. They want parity and integrity in questions. I'm sure that's negotiated language. I'm sure that was committee language.
They want parity. Don't they get that at Saturday Night Live every week after the debate?
Parity, not parody.
Oh, parity in the time that they get to talk?
Yeah, apparently they're feeling like some candidates didn't get enough time. And I think that was true. Jeb Bush, I think, when you put a stopwatch on it, got the least time of anyone in the last debate.
I think that's a false number sometimes. It's just like a football team when they do time of possession. You know, it's not just time of possession that
it's
makes
what you
the
do
game.
With the
it's
possession.
What you do with the ball when you have it. Yeah. And Jeb, every time he had the ball, he fumbled it or threw an interception. There was a lot of pick six going on there.
Yeah, we'll talk to Robert Costa with the Washington Post about this at 8:35. Right now, it is 5:28.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The statements and views of this advertiser do not represent the views or opinions of this station.
Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. God said, man said.com. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, the perfect diet. God said, man said.com. God on biracial marriage. Hours of Texan audio. 3-day Bible fast. Renews immune system. Which Bible? Which religion? Sin bones. God said, man said.com.
Not available in California, New York, or Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2000. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2000.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 35 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and I am that dentist. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single visit. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. They can change your life as well as restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform the latest dental implant treatments in a single, pain-free visit with your choice of a variety of sedation options. McMillan Sedation Dentistry changes lives on a daily basis, and we can change yours. Call me today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
All right, so you got your big cities, you got your little towns, which is better. And by the way, some little towns around here have made a special list saying that these are the coolest small towns in America. We'll tell you about that coming up after the news. It's 5:30. In the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Representatives of several GOP presidential campaigns met last night in Northern Virginia to draw up a list of demands and recommendations to party leaders and the broadcast channels that will host upcoming debates.
Barry Bennett, campaign manager for Ben Carson, thinks the party should consider social media, with questions coming from average Republican voters.
I think we can look beyond television partnerships. Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube, they would all host a debate. They would all provide a media feed to every television broadcaster in America.
Fox News, CNN, and CNBC debate questioners have angered GOP contenders who accuse the network stars of trying to pit the candidates against one another and asking irrelevant questions.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The search for bodies expects to wrap up later today, and some of those killed in the crash of a Russian airliner in Egypt's Sinai region are already being brought home. Meanwhile, a Metrojet official is rejecting the possibility that a technical problem brought down the plane.
What they're saying right now is that they reject the possibility of a technical fault on the plane, saying that if this plane disintegrated in the air, like the Russian officials say, that it wouldn't have done it unless there was some sort of external or outside force, that planes just don't disintegrate like that.
Correspondent Ian Lee. The jury in the Charles Severance murder trial returns this morning to begin a third day of deliberation. On Friday, unlike the first day of deliberations, jurors sent out no notes and asked no questions. He was a lawyer, a prosecutor, a U.S. senator, and an actor. His family says Fred Thompson died in Nashville yesterday after a recurrence of lymphoma. He was 73. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,664, the Nasdaq at 50,54. Sports, the Royals rally and beat the Mets to take the World Series. A weekend off for the Redskins, the Eagles too. The Cowboys and Giants both lose. The Ravens win. The Raiders beat the Jets in the late game. Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer's retiring at the end of the season. Soccer, D.C. United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There's an old saying, every smile makes you a day younger, but missing or damaged teeth, even loose dentures, can damage your social confidence and lead to premature aging. Smiling a perfect smile and eating all the foods you like has never been easier. A full mouth of implants used to be unpleasant and time-consuming. But now, thanks to a revolutionary hybrid procedure at Cascades Dental, your smile can be completely restored in less time with less discomfort. Vitalife Dental Implants can change your life. Hi, I'm Dr. Uperelia, and I personalize care for each of my patients. This means one comfortable, affordable procedure, sedated or asleep in one day in one office. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us. Why wait? Your new life starts now.
Dr. Ruperelia and Cascades Dental of Sterling make dentistry something to smile about. Easy financing options are available. For your personal Vital Life consultation, call 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at vitallifedental.com.
I hadn't been to a doctor in years and had no idea where to start. With my one-day exam at Princeton Longevity Center, I got a lifetime of results and am back on track.
Because even though I'm 45, I found out I have the arteries of a 30-year-old, and Princeton Longevity Center gave me the pictures to prove it.
Because at 50, I want to run a marathon, and with the program at Princeton Longevity Center, I'm well on my way.
Whether you want to make the most of your future years or just want peace of mind, you need the Princeton Longevity Center. They're comprehensive preventive exam combines the latest technology with caring experts to create your personal plan for staying well.
Because PLC showed me how to lose 20 pounds and get back in shape. I haven't felt this good since college.
Because they have advanced technology like non-invasive colonoscopy. I can't get that at my doctor's office.
Find out why you need Princeton Longevity. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Call 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC.
Sarah's complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call. Whoa, these things are really fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. Caliber Collision, now hiring highly driven teammates. Learn more at calibercollision.com/careers.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Matt DeFazio on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Burke, Shiplett Avenue near Glenbark Road, you've got an accident there. Police on scene. Also in Capitol Heights, Kenilworth Avenue at John Hanson Highway. Keep your eyes out for an accident reported there. Other than that, things running pretty smooth this morning. 270's in good shape headed northbound from the Beltway up to 121, a 20-minute ride. Both loops of the Beltway under control at this point. No delays to pass along to you. GW Parkway looking good. So does DC 295. 66 in fine shape between Fairfax County Parkway and the Beltway. Route 50 looking good westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue. Maryland 95 in good shape. Virginia 95 in good shape as well. And Metro Rail Service, keep in mind, only Blue Line trains stopping at Stadium Armory. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky and just a chance of some rain on this Monday. Best chance of rain well south of us. We'll go with a chance of a couple of showers most of the day for most of us, if not all of us. Cloudy and dry, 65. Tonight we'll start clearing, a chance of showers early, 49. Plenty of sun tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Alexandria, 57 in Bethesda, and 57 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
It is 5:37 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. By the way, that's 5:37 Eastern Standard Time. Did you remember to change your clock? Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva will join us, our legal analyst. At 8:05, Michelle Brickner. She's a former school board member. She's going to be talking a little bit about what's at stake in this coming election. And then at 8:35, Robert Costa with the Washington Post about all this meeting that took place in Alexandria last night among all of the candidates' representatives about the upcoming debates. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Well, I was born in a small town.
All right. What's better, living in a small town or living in a big city? 888-630-9625. You like that small town living? And we're talking population 20,000 or less to define a small town. Or do you have to live in a big city? Or are you like me? See, now I like to split the difference. I love small town living, but I gotta always be near a big city. I've always, my entire life, been within 45 minutes at most of a major city, either New York, Los Angeles, or D.C. And even as a child, before I was actually driving and stuff, I lived just outside of a big failed city, Detroit, Michigan. But again, within the proximity, I was within the metropolitan area. And I wonder if you're like me. Obviously, you're in the Washington area, or you're listening to the radio station within the Washington metro area. Maybe you always need to be next to a big, important city as well. 888-630-9625. What do you like better? I ask because we've got the list of the top 50 small towns in America as compiled by Discount My Flights, which is a website that is dedicated to giving you a discount on flights, but also getting you to travel to places within America that you might not have gone to. You know, why do you go to Europe when you can go to some pretty quaint towns here in America?
Right.
And four of the 50, Brian Wilson.
Four.
Four of the 50 are represented within our listening area.
Okay.
In Maryland and Virginia. Now, in Maryland, we've got... hold on a minute. I just had Havre de Grace, Maryland, which
right.
is a little north of our listening area.
North of Baltimore, right.
Right, but on the tip of the
top
Chesapeake
of the Chesapeake
Bay,
right?
Right. And then we got Berlin, Maryland, on the eastern shore
right.
out there, right? And then in Virginia, we've got Chincoteague, Virginia. I'm thinking that's,
right.
that's an Indian name there, which is on the mainland side of the Chesapeake Bay. And the other one, Virginia, is Matthews County, Virginia, which is also Chincoteague is on the eastern shore as well, just
right.
south of Berlin,
right,
and Matthews County is then on the mainland
right.
side.
There you go.
So there you go. They're all along the peninsula there, or they're on the Chesapeake Bay, and that's four out of the 50 right here
right.
in our area.
Not bad.
I would. It's something very enticing about living in a town like that, but I always got to be near a big city, Brian.
Well, and that's, I think, the best combination, really, to live in a small town but have access to the things that you have in a big city. You know, for me, it's concerts, it's entertainment, it's
yeah.
It's having access to great museums and culture that you wouldn't have in a small town. Although I think the culture in small towns actually it can be quite charming and quite interesting, you know, if it's developed correctly, and the talent can be very well developed there. For me, the thing I look at is, you know, when I'm looking at a place that I want to live, is okay, you know, what is the medical care? Is it you know, do I get good medical care if I need it? Not that I need it, but if I need it, I want it. I want it to be nearby. And then the second thing that I want is a good airport so I can, you know, visit places around the country or travel easily without having to drive a long way to get to a major airport. So, you know, the best thing is the small town that's next to a big city, which is sort of what I have. I live in Germantown, which is actually a pretty good-sized community.
Yeah,
to be honest, I've been told that if Germantown were to be incorporated, it'd be the third largest city in Maryland, which so it's actually a pretty good-sized town. But really, you know, I have access. I have a small town kind of feel there, and I also have access to the big city where I work. So that's a good combination. When I was a kid, I lived in a town of about 100,000, Odessa, Texas, which, by the way, I'm going back to this weekend. First time in a long time. But when we wanted to talk about small town, that's where my grandparents lived, Kanawha, Oklahoma.
There you go.
Now, that is a small town, about 1,500 people, and I loved it there. But I also noticed that when I was there, everybody talked about how they had to make their weekly run to the city.
Right.
By that, they mean Oklahoma City. Right?
Yeah, and that's what I wonder. I mean, like, we get people calling in from Harper's Ferry. I mean, Harper's Ferry,
lovely,
a beautiful town, beautiful area, but pretty remote. I mean, you're talking, it's well over an hour to Washington, D.C., and that's the closest to a big city. And then you go in other directions, and I don't know what you got. I mean, Pittsburgh is your closest to Harper's Ferry, right?
Yes, probably.
I'm just thinking.
Baltimore.
So, yeah, or Baltimore, I suppose. That doesn't count, though. That's not a real city, is it? Victor in Silver Spring, you're first up here on WMAL. Victor, you like the small town living or big city?
I lived in a small town called Nahant, which is about maybe a mile from Lynn. You take the causeway. And I loved it there. I knew everybody. Everybody knew me. Unfortunately, when I started working, my father was in the Coast Guard and moved down here. I have to live where there's public transportation, et cetera. Now, when they come out with a driverless car, people like me will be able to say, okay, now I can go back to the small town where I liked.
Right. For the uninitiated, Victor is one of our listeners who is blind. You are without sight. So I would think then, yeah, public transportation is a big part of that. But I wonder, do you think small towns have sort of ramped it up a bit for people who are not sighted so that they can get around a little bit better? I can't imagine that they wouldn't.
The American Foundation for the Blind about 10 years ago ranked the best places for blind people to live, and Silver Spring was number 2.
Wow, there you go. You're in the right place, Victor, and we're glad you're there.
Thank you.
It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Today, almost everything is on the Internet, and mobile devices place that immense collection of knowledge at our fingertips. But not everything is online, or at least much of it isn't readily accessible. That's why Army Sergeant First Class Ronnie Russell developed a mobile app to provide troops and their families with tools to help them navigate their duty stations and surrounding communities. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
If you know the difference between a CO, XO, LT, and LZ, GEICO thinks your whole unit deserves a discount. In fact, anyone who's active duty, guard, reserve, or retired could qualify for special military savings on their car insurance. After all, GEICO's been helping military families save money for over 75 years. And that's an FACT.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
A large rod runs up my arm. I have 2 plates in my hand. 28 screws hold my arm together. I'm perfect for the job. I'm a disabled vet. I'm perfect.
When you donate your used car or cash to Melwood, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Melwood, growing opportunities. Donate your used car or cash at Melwood.org or at 1-877-MELWOOD.
Stratford University School of Computer Science and IT is enrolling for 2016, offering master degree programs to fit your busy schedule with accelerated classes to get your degree in as little as 15 months. Learn more about our information technology master degree programs in cybersecurity and software engineering, or doctorate degrees in business administration and information technology. Take advantage of these unique, innovative, and career-focused programs at Stratford University today. For more information, visit stratford.edu/IT.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of things happening now. Capitol Heights, northbound Kenilworth Avenue, the ramp to westbound John Hanson Highway. There is an accident there, as a matter of fact, and it has all lanes blocked for the time being. Now, Route 50 westbound, the off-ramp to Kenilworth Avenue, police activity closing that down in relation to the accident there. In Prince George's County, Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound at Suitland Parkway, watch for a crash out that way. Also in Burke, Shiplet Avenue near Glenburg Road, you get a crash to deal with there, too. Again, police already on scene. With those couple details out of the way, both loops of the Beltway under control currently, 270 looking good. So is 66. No trouble on 95 in Maryland or Virginia this morning, at least not so far. GW Parkway, only 5 minutes to get from 395 up to Spout Run Parkway. DC 295 at its southbound between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and the 11th Street Bridge, a six-minute travel time. And Metro, keep in mind, only Blue Line trains stopping at Stadium Armory this morning. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky and just a chance of some rain on this Monday. Best chance of rain well south of us. We'll go with a chance of a couple of showers most of the day for most of us, if not all of us. Cloudy and dry, 65. Tonight we'll start clearing, a chance of showers early, 49. Plenty of sun tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Tracking weather brought to you by HealthNet.
HealthNet Federal Services, proudly serving veterans, military personnel, and their families for more than 15 years. Information at hnfs.com. HealthNet Federal Services.
Salut,
this is music from one of the finest films of the last 20 years.
It's a great movie.
Hunt for Red October. Was it 20 years? It may have even been more than that, 25 years perhaps. Hunt for Red October, and we pause at this moment today on November 2nd to give tribute to a man who lived an incredible American life, and one of the things that set him apart was the fact that he was in that film.
We have a code red alert. Everyone already on approach or inside our pattern holds at the outer markers. Stack 'em, pack 'em, and rack 'em.
Stack 'em, bag 'em, and rack 'em. That, of course, is the voice of Fred Thompson, a senator, actor, and now deceased at the age of 73. Damn. He right. died yesterday of cancer that he's actually had for quite some time, lymphoma. It was a recurrence of lymphoma. He actually was first diagnosed in 2004.
2004, yeah.
And what a life he had. You know, he was an attorney before he was a politician, but he was here in Washington, D.C., working with Tennessee Senator Howard Baker on the Watergate hearings.
Yeah.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
And that, of course, the most famous
line
of those
hearings.
Well,
that's the famous Howard Baker question, and many people thought that Fred Thompson helped him craft that question, but it was actually Fred Thompson during a line of questioning that may have opened the door to the end of the Nixon administration, because he asked the question that helped to reveal that there was a taping system inside the White House. And when that became known, then the seeking of the tapes began, but Fred Thompson was very much a key part of that investigation.
For those of you who are too young to remember a time when Republicans would actually be critical of a Republican president if it was obvious they were corrupt, and Democrats would do the same. Well, no, actually, Democrats
have never done that for their own.
But that, yes, Fred Thompson was a Republican. Howard Baker was a Republican, and they were very concerned about the goings-on in the Nixon White House as well. Now, of course, in 1994, he joined that whole, 94 revolution and came to Washington as a senator, famously rode in a red pickup truck all through the state, and nobody saw him coming as an actor.
Replaced Al Gore.
Yeah, he sure did.
That was an improvement. That was an upgrade.
And he won that election. Well, now, Gore, of course, became vice president first, but he filled that vacant seat. I don't remember. Do you remember who was stuck in that spot there before?
No.
I don't either. And then he ran for president. Now, when he left the Senate, he went to Law and Order. Many of our younger listeners may remember him as the DA for New York City, which it never made sense to me that he had this like slight Tennessee
Southern
drawl.
Accent. Yeah,
there's no possible way that guy would get elected as the DA in New York City. And then for those of you who don't remember him from that, well, I guarantee you remember him from this.
There's got to be a catch, right, Jesse?
That phrase is more Fred Thompson than anywhere else.
On that commercial.
Lately,
right.
On that commercial for the reverse mortgage. Yeah, no, throwing the coin.
But see, that's the thing, is that we actually talked to him about this one time off the air, because a lot of people thought that Fred Thompson just grabbed the paper and walked away. He said,
It looks like he never paid Jesse for the paper.
But if you watch the commercial very carefully, he flips him a coin beforehand.
But I'm calling BS.
And then
on
grabs
that.
The paper.
That's what he told us. But
no, I've seen it.
You can see it, but here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
What newspaper, first of all, who buys newspapers anymore?
Right.
Secondly, what newspaper costs one coin?
Well, unless it's a dollar coin.
I guess
if it's a Susan B. Anthony or something.
I guess that's possible. But he was also a friend of our show, Brian.
Yeah,
you know,
he was.
I know that since I've been here 3 years now, when we've interviewed him at least three times over that time. And by the way, one of the interviews was to announce his Broadway debut at the age of 71. He appeared on Broadway, and I got to see that production, actually. He was the judge in a murder mystery play. He was quite an engaging guy.
One of the things about Fred Thompson, he's one of those guys that when he walked into the room, you knew you were in the presence of a great personality and a big guy. He was like 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
So, Fred Thompson, please rest in peace.
Yes.
We do note a life well lived.
Our prayers for Fred Thompson's, the eternity of his soul and to his family
right.
who are mourning his loss now. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Some Chi-Com news, folks. They're going to end the one-child policy that's been in place since 1980. So until the rules are changed yet again, Chinese couples will now have permission from their communist government to have two kids. The one-child policy has been horrific. Couples had to undergo forced sterilization, forced abortions, and pay big fines if they violated the rule. It also affected the sex ratio of the whole country. Girls were selectively aborted since many couples wanted boys. Feminists don't like that. The commies changed their one-child law after figuring out that with an aging population, they won't have enough young people to sustain their economy. Experts predict labor shortages. If they're going to make enough iPhones, iPads, and other cool gadgets in the future, they need more people to do the work. Reaction from the Chinese people on social media to this has been interesting. Some people applaud being given the option. Some freedom is better than no freedom. A revealing post said, finally, don't have to go to the U.S. to have a second child. But problems persist for the Chi-Coms. Despite the growth of China's economy, many families cannot afford two kids. All this presents an opportunity for a certain American organization. Since the new two-child policy will also have to be enforced with state-mandated abortions, China is the perfect place for Planned Parenthood to expand their operations. And certainly, the Chi-Coms would love the way Planned Parenthood does business. Man, is that ever made to order.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you still not refinance your mortgage, well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
All right, so is your family safe and secure? Do you have an alarm system you can really trust? Well, Ackerman Security Systems is the only company that I recommend when it comes to protecting your home and family. And you may say, why Ackerman? Well, first of all, look around your neighborhood. Look at all those Ackerman signs in people's front yards. That's a sign that they are getting good service. Ackerman, you get reliability. You get expertise. 40 years experience. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. Ackerman's monitoring center is nationally recognized. You'll get burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring for just $19.95 a month. And remember, Ackerman is the only security company with a guaranteed response time. Now, here's the deal. Listen to this. Backed by popular demand, switch your service for free in November. Get up to 6 months free monitoring. Ackerman can even set up technology that will allow you to detect water leaks or flooding from storms or a broken water pipe in your home when you're away. Call 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Learn more just by going to their website, AckermanSecurity.com. It is now time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With some good news in Capitol Heights, northbound Kenilworth Avenue, the ramp to westbound 50, they got that accident cleaned up and out of there already. And also, this means westbound 50, the off-ramp to Kenilworth Avenue, the police activity cleared out there, too. In Prince George's County, Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound at Suitland Parkway, watch for a crash out there. One at Burke to Chiplet Avenue near Glenbird Road, police already on scene. Both loops of the Beltway under control so far this morning. No delays to pass along. 270s in fine shape right now as well. 66 looking good eastbound and westbound. Maryland and Virginia 95s both doing just fine. GW Parkway from the 14th Street Bridge to Spout Run Parkway, a 5-minute ride. 8 minutes southbound on DC 295 to get from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway down the 11th Street Bridge. And Metro Rail Service, only Blue Line train stopping at Stadium Armory. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For the most part, rain's going to stay to our south. Maybe a few showers, but as you travel south, you might run into some steadier rainfall. As we go through the day, we're mainly overcast. Let's go with slight chance of showers, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicle serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
You awake? Oh, you're snoring again. Neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it, and when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, has been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP mask by making a custom-fit mouthpiece, and it's covered by insurances, including Medicare.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST. Their solution is covered by most insurance companies. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
In a world where man services machines, there is one elite team with Ford design tools, Ford certified training, and Ford backed motorcraft parts. They are the specialists at Ford.
Now get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 12/31/15.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there was
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Coming up on WMAL.
Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the House now, and he is going to clean house in there.
No, literally. No,
yeah, I mean, it stinks, that office, because there was a smoker in there. If you had to deal with that, how do you get rid of that smell? We'll take your tips and pass them along to the Speaker.
All right, your kids went out and they got big bowls and bowls of Halloween candy. Now, what do you do with it? Give us your secrets, parents. We want to know. It's all coming up straight ahead. Right now, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.